By helping me control the six urges. Six urges are those of speech, the mind, anger, the tongue, the belly, and the genitals. And purifying me of the six faults, which are overeating or collecting more materially valuable things than required, over-endeavoring for material objectives, unnecessary talking of mundane affairs, being too much attached to scriptural rules and regulations or too neglectful of them, associating with worldly-minded persons, and desiring mundane achievements. Bestow upon your servant these six good qualities: enthusiasm, confidence, patience, performing the regulative activities of devotional service, giving up the association of non-devotees, and following the footsteps of the previous acharyas. O Master, please give me the six kinds of holy association: offering gifts of charity, accepting charitable gifts, revealing one's mind in confidence, inquiring confidentially, accepting prasad, spiritual food from others, and offering prasadam to others. I have sat down here hoping to have your company.
Right. So then we see text number 1, 2, 3, and 4, 5, and 6. Text number 1 is Vachovegam. Text number 2 is 6 things called Vachovegam. Achahara Prayasascha. Text number 3 is Utsaha Nishchaya Daryat. And text number 4 is Stadati Patagrinati. And 5 is how to apply that amongst devotees. And 6 is specifically how to apply it with Uttamadhikari. Like that. Okay? So next is text number 7 and 8. So what is he? Text number 7 and 8 then talk about Nama Rupa Charitari. First you have to chant the name. I got it. I got a bike by Padeshamrita.
They just went up too, about $50.
How do I stop this? Good night, robot. Yeah. So text number 7 and 8 talk about Nama Rupa Chari, chanting the name, seeing the form, hearing the pastime. It's like that. So what does he say next then? Okay.
Alone, I do not find the strength to chant the holy name of Hari. Please be merciful and blessing me with a drop of faith. Bestow on me the great treasure of the holy name of Krishna.
So he says he can't do 7 and 8, right? I can't chant Hare Krishna. I can't. So please, without your association, I can't engage in this process. Yeah. And finally, 4.
Krishna is yours, and you can give him to me, for such is your power. This wretch is simply running behind you, crying out, Krishna, Krishna. Krishna.
Even a dog can say that, right? Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. No? You train your dog, eh? Krishna. I know one man in Texas is. Whenever he would say the name of Shankaracharya, he trained his dog to go barking and howling like that. Shankaracharya. My body. So you could train your dog to say, Krishna, Krishna, Krishna. Yeah. Running behind you, yeah. So to me, he's giving a very nice summary of Upadeshamrita. But the whole thing is focusing on association, Vaishnav Thakur. And when it comes to 7 and 8, which is back to the process, then he's saying, I can't do it. I can't chant Hare Krishna by myself. I need your association. And then text number 7 is kind of Sambandha. Tanama Rupa Charitadi Sitapiya Vidya Petopatapta Rasanasya Narochikanu Kinvadarad Anudidam Anudinam Saiva Kala Justa Svadvikramad Bhavati Tadgada Mulahantri. Destroy at the root. It says the transcendental name, form, pastimes, associates, paraphernalia, pastimes of Krishna are like sugar candy. But the tongue of somebody afflicted with a jaundice of ignorance can't taste these. They taste bitter, right? Like that. But if you apply them scientifically, right, following the process given by the acharya, then tadgada mula hantri, then the disease is destroyed at the root. So this is giving up attachment to the material world and becoming attached to Krishna. So this is Sambandha, right? Then after that, what's the process after that? Tanama Rupa Charitadi, same thing, right? Yeah. Shatnama Krishna Charitadi, as before. Tanama Rupa Charitadi, Sukirtananu Smito, Kramena Rasana Manasi Nyojan, Tishtan Rajay, Tadanuragi Jaanagami. Yeah, Kalam Nayadit, Iti Upadesha Sharam. So the book is called Upadeshamrita, and this is Utidesha Sharam, which is the essence of advice. Right? So his advice is there is to go on, continue with the process. Same thing, it got you free from material attachment. So now, why not, it'll take you to the next step. And then he's recommending Raganuga Bhakti. Supadeshamrita is like the summary, right? We got that. Everything is here. Complete science, the summary. How many verses? Yeah, 11. Just like a codice, right? So here's the science, the complete, the summary of everything like that. And then we have Nectar of Devotion. There's somewhere there. You got it there? Yeah.
Yes.
Look out for your water glass. Yeah. I've seen 70% of the time the water glass gets knocked over. You get the new version, right? That's the old one, yeah. Yeah. So the Prabhupada says, this is the Nectar of Devotion. What's the subtitle?
Bhakti Rasamrita. Oh.
The complete science of bhakti. The complete science of bhakti yoga. It's a science like that. So here we have it. Here we have the summary, which is 11 verses, actually even smaller, right? Then we have the whole science, which is, I forgot, is 1,700 verses? I think it's 1,700 like that, no? I think it's about that many like that, yeah? And so this starts off. First off, he has the Mangala Archana, and he offers his obeisances to his spiritual masters, everything else. That's how we begin life. You know, we're not impersonalists. And that puts us in the orientation. Then he gives a summary of the whole book, and some people call it Paribhasa, Paribhasa Sutra, that verse which makes the whole thing fall in line like that. What is the Paribhasa Sutra of Srimad Bhagavatam for 10,000 points? And there's no inflation with these points. Anybody know? That verse which kind of pulls the whole Bhagavatam in line. Yeah. He gets so many incarnations, and then he says, but two. Yeah. So so many angsas and kalas, portions and portions of portions, but Krishna's two, Bhagavan Swayam. So, of course, the Mayavadis push this way and that way and this way and that way to twist the meaning of this verse. In Chaitanya Charitamrita, Krishnadas Kaviraj poses different meanings like that. He says, okay, but whether you say that Vamanadeva is the Supreme Personality of Godhead or Rama is the Supreme Personality of Godhead, it's all the same person, so worship whoever you want to worship like that, you know. But it's pretty clear. Ete cham sa sakal pum sam Krishna's tu Bhagavan Swayam, like that. Yeah? And so that's the part about what is some people say it's not mentioned by the acharyas, but other people say it is. But it's pretty much obviously a summary of the whole book. The verse in here is right in the very beginning. Because this book is about the nectar of devotion. So he's trying to define what is pure devotional service. Recently, one Gaudiya Vaishnava Acharya said, people ISKCON don't even know the definition of bhakti. What is the definition of bhakti? Who taught you that? Who taught you that? Where did you learn that?
I'm sure you did.
No, it's, yeah. Before I interrupted you. Could you give us a 1 hour class or one day verse in this whole thing? Yeah.
That one should be free from any desires. One should be free from desires for jnana, karma,
anything except for pure devotional service. One should serve Krishna favorably. Anukulina, Krishnasya, Shilanam.
Yeah.
This is called pure devotional service.
But we're engaged in jnana right now. So this is inferior activity like that. We shouldn't have a desire for jnana. Yeah. So he changes it from Anya Abhilas to Abhilas Yata. It's very subtle. I must have spent a long time working on this. So Abhilas Yata changes it from desire to motive. It makes it more general. Yeah, you can desire jnana. You can desire results. You can desire knowledge, analytical knowledge like we have. You can desire yogic power, but that shouldn't be your motive. Your motive should be to serve Krishna. I want these powers, these intelligence, like Sankirtan, right? Sankirtan techniques, right? After this class, you want to go home and kill your father, right?
Yes.
Yeah. So I don't know, selling life insurance. You put the question in a positive sense, that you like to eat rocks, right? And then you shut up, and as was the Mark and Dave said, you keep the iron smile on your face and keep nodding your head up and down. And the person says, so you like the book, right? Yeah. Oh, well, I look. Anyway, it's a mystical power. You know, it's a technique. It's a trick. Okay, but that shouldn't be our desire. You know, our different mystical powers. Our motive should be to serve Krishna. Anyabilasita shunyam gyanakarvani avritam anukul yena Krishna nusilanam bhakti uttama. So what's the text number? Huh?
1.1.1.
Yeah, 1.1.11. Okay, everybody going to remember that now? Yeah, 1.1.11. Okay. And that's what is bhakti. What is uttama bhakti? It means empowered activity for Krishna with a conscious desire to Krishna, serve Krishna. That's not covered by any extraneous motive like that. But then, 1.1.12, what's that? Anybody know? That's the same as the introduction to here. Same as you starting off here. He says, engage your senses in the service of Krishna, like that. So 1.1.12 is? No? No?
No? Is it the Sarvapadi verse?
Oh, you got it. There you go. Sarvapadi. So he's starting off the same way here, right? Six things, no? Six things that you should engage your senses like that. And what is the pivotal sense? Yeah? Huh?
The tongue?
Yes, yeah. Six things going down, three things going down, three things going up. So it's right under your nose there, hiding like that. You can see your tongue, I don't know. You got a long enough tongue like that. Yeah, so if you control your tongue, you'll control your agitation to eat, and you'll control your sexual desire. So it starts with the tongue. And if you can control your tongue, then you'll control what your mind is thinking about. You know, don't talk about those things. I don't think about them. If you don't think about them, you won't experience frustration and anger like that. You know, so six things will make it easy. Six things will make it hard, right? Especially those things that make it hard are achahara, over-collecting. Prabhupada spends a lot of time talking about that. And once you start over-collecting, then you have to over-endeavor. Achahara prayashash, you know. And loilam means this hankering for those things like that, thinking about them. So that verse is a lot based upon over-collecting, over-endeavoring. And the other one, there's six things then that will make it very easy. Utsaha, nishchaya, daryat, like that. Yeah. So how does he define enthusiasm? What is enthusiasm? Getting fired up, Prabhu. I'm fired up, Prabhu.
Endeavor within intelligence?
Yeah, action executed in Krishna consciousness with intelligence. So if you lose your enthusiasm, you can always find it in your intelligence. Yeah, you just bewildered what to do. I don't know why you stop. And, you know, because consider things like that. Yeah, and then you just be clarified. Okay, okay. What is the goal? Yeah, okay. And how can I obtain it? Oh, okay. And I'm enthusiastic like that. So the first text is engage in the service of Krishna, your senses. And then six things will make it easy. Six things will make it difficult. Then he goes to association. And association means six things especially. Which is translation.
Accepting gifts and giving gifts in charity.
Uh-huh.
Accepting prasadam and giving prasadam, and also hearing in confidence and sharing confidentially.
Yeah, so Prabhupada especially emphasizes that, the hearing and talking confidentially with people like that. And then he gives how to apply that with different kinds of devotees, because that goes in any case. You know, see, at Christmas time, you invite your near and dear ones to pass the holidays with you. You give them special food like Johnny Walker Red Label. You go looking for special gifts that will touch their heart. like that. Yeah. But then, what is it? Yeah. But then he explains how to apply it with devotees. Because at different levels of devotees. When this book came out, boy, it made life so much more simple living in the Berkeley Temple after that. Wow, you know. Because then there's two different levels of devotees, and you apply them. So what are the three levels of devotees? Okay, can you say that in English? Yeah. What is a Kanista Adhikari? What does he say here? Yeah, Krishneti yasya girita manasa driyeta. So how does he describe a Kanista Adhikari? Neophyte, yeah, but Krishneti yasya giritam manasa driyeta.
He says Krishna.
Yeah, yeah, the name of God appears on his lips, like that. Some people, it won't appear, you know, like that. Osama bin Laden, may he rest in peace. when the Twin Towers came down, he said, Allah Akbar. So I would say, according to Rupa Goswami's analysis, he was a Kanista Adhikari, but full of, you know, egoistic desires. But that means, according to Rupa Goswami, then maybe you could reach him by quoting from the Acharyas and scriptures, like that. And if he accepts those, not your words, but the Acharyas and the scriptures, okay, then you should tolerate him, you know, and try to give him advice to advance to a Madhyama Adhikari. So what's a Madhyama Adhikari then? Krishneti yasya giritam manasadriyet dikshasti chait pranatabhis. So what is a Kanista Madhyama Adhikari? How does he define it? What qualities does he have? That's in the purport. Yeah, he's taken diksha from an acharya, and he's engaged in the service of Isha. How do you translate Isha? The deity. As our Prabhupada says, you know, yeah, the deity. So that's a second initiated devotee. And that's something that you'll see is kind of confusing, because when Prabhupada's talking about initiating, or he's talking about spiritual initiation, or he's talking about actually initiated, he's talking about second initiation like that. Then it all makes sense like that. Satyaraj Khan is cited in here, a conversation between Lord Chaitanya and Satyaraj Khan, because he asked how to recognize a devotee, and these kind of things like that. So what you can do is you can take each of the citations here and go look them up. And it's incredible, you know. Really studying this book, it's not like Prabhupada spaced out here or there. It's like there's no seam in this book. Every single thing just connects to everything else like that. And it's not just a citation, it's the citation, right? That is the most important. So Satyaraj Khan was also talking about, with Lord Chaitanya, about the same thing. And it's a purport that Narayan Maharaj and Prabhupada both deal with, in terms of this point about initiation, is it necessary or not? And the word is purusharta. Purusharta, yeah. Things you have to do to get the initiation properly, to function. Without these things, the diksha, the mantra has no effect, right? Called purusharta. And so, yeah, the Maha Mantra by itself, Shinvatam Swakata Krishna Punya Shravana Kirtana Hridayanta Stohiya Badrani Vidunoti Suyatsatam Nasta Preyeshu Badreshu Nityam Bhagavata Sevaya Bhagavati Uttama Shloke Bhaktir Bhavati Naistaki Tada Rajas Tamo Bhavo Kamala Badayashya Je Cheta Etarana Vedam Satstitam Satvam Prasidati Evam prasana manaso bhagavat bhakti yogataha yakta gnasya dayate chinandiganangantis chante samasangsayaha chinante vidayami yemi atma ishpare. Yeah, those are cited in Bhagavad Gita 7.1. Like that, you know. This is the second set of memory verses for our Bhakti by Baba program, which we're fighting with the Ministry of Higher Education. With the VTE program. We're fighting with the VTE program now. You know. So we memorize first all the Bhakti Bhai Baba verses, the quote, public quotes in here. Then you can just use this as a Vaishnava verse book. Svaipum sam paro dharmo tadya naya natad visharga janapa. Very nice verses. And then after that, you got your Bhagavad Gita. Whenever you open it, take a second to go to 7.1. Yeah? And you can remember. You know, remember, refresh those verses like that. So the sequence probably uses many times like that. So just by chanting Hare Krishna, you become punya, right? You become a pious person. Yeshan tvanta janam punya janam namamohayata. Yeah, you've got to be a pious person before you can engage in dhritavrata, naistiki, right? It's a science. Yeah? So, but by chanting Hare Krishna and following this process, hearing and chanting, it'll automatically happen. you know, like that. But if you, you know, start consciously using your good intelligence, your good nature to get up in the morning, stop smoking, you know, chant on beads, feel the beads, associate with devotees, these things, this Purush Acharya will make it go faster like that. So that's basically the thing. You don't have to take second initiation, but Baba, you should probably do it. You know, yeah. It's like the black folks say, you know, Baba, you're a good cook. You're a good cook, Mataji, but if you got a day job, keep it. You know, like that. So yeah, you don't have to follow, get up from Mangal Arati, worship the deity especially. You don't have to follow the rules and regulations of deity worship. But, you know, unless you want to take 400 lifetimes to do it, you should probably worship the deity and follow the principles. You know? So that's, you know, in this verse number 5, 6, 7, 1, 2, 3, 4, 5, verse number 5, he's talking about these levels of devotees. And very, for us, it's one of the most important verses in some ways. It really kind of hits somewhere we're at because we can take advantage of the association. And to me, for a long time, going over it again and again and again, that made sense in awe. That's probably talking about second initiation. One time in London, he's talking to a young professor, maybe like, you know, 32 or 28, and very intelligent person, a little bit. You can see he's a Gyana Mishra guy. He's very intelligent, nice, but he's like, you know, I know, you know. So he asked Prabhupada, said, so do you give diksha? And Prabhupada says, yes, we are giving Harinam diksha, but that is more or less experimental. And then after that, when we see the disciples are sincere, then we give the Vedic mantras. You give it to girls? Yes, we also give it to girls. But, Prabhupada says, Jiva Goswami says in this age that the Harinam Diksha is sufficient. If you follow it, right? You actually chant your 16 rounds every day. Then everything else will automatically follow. And you'll become fixed in goodness like that. Understand scientifically what you have to do like that. Yeah? So that's text number. And then finally, Krishneti Yasya Giritam Manasa Driyata. We should offer our respects to him. Hari Bol Prabhu. I know you're still smoking marijuana and this kind of stuff, but it's nice to see you. Hare Krishna, nice to see you. Dhrathi Yatra, Hare Bol, you know. Ritvik. Jai Jagannath. Okay. Yeah, devotee, you know. Yeah. And what happened if somebody actually got a hold of Bin Laden and preached to him on the basis of the Quran and actually, he actually saw, yeah, this is what Allah wants. He doesn't want people to act like that. And he came out on television and said, I made a mistake. I did something really bad. And I want all you to understand how unhappy I am, and I want you not to do the same thing. And from now on, let's try and live together and solve these things peacefully. Wow, how many lives would have been saved like that? You know? Why did you change that? Because I met this Hare Krishna at the airport. He convinced me not to blow up the airplane. Okay, if Supreme Court decides Hare Krishna is going to distribute books in the airport, night and day, top and bottom, we discover a new secret weapon, the Homeland Security for anti-terrorism, the holy terror. No, it's a science, no? And stuff like that. We see that. It's an easy way. And this is the way to change the world, really, in the Kali Yuga, is Bhakti Yoga, no? Yeah, change people. So then what's the Uttamadakar? Krishneti Yasya Giritam Manasya Adriyati? Yeah? Yeah. Translation? Anybody know? Well, how you know he's with Madhukari?
He doesn't criticize anyone and he's completely surrendered to Krishna.
Yeah, his heart is free from this tendency to criticize other people like that. You see Jayananda, I remember that so many times. So as soon as anybody started to criticize anybody, he just very subtly like changed the conversation or something like that. You know? And as soon as anybody started to glorify him, the same thing, he would just start talking about somebody else. You see, it was... In some ways, I was wondering if he'd actually thought and noticed he did it, or was just totally spontaneous. You know, it's like some bad smell or something. You just don't even think about it. Sometimes you just, you know, like that. Yeah. So he doesn't like to hear criticism of others. And he's very advanced and undeviating devotional service. He follows all the rules and regulations like that, just spontaneously. You know? Madhyamadhikari follows them, you know, but by intelligence. Got to watch out for this, got to watch out for that. Okay, oh, careful. You know. Yeah, he's a pure devotee by effort. You know, by using his intelligence, he remains pure. But Uttamadhikari is spontaneous. You know. Then text number 6 then talks just about the Uttamadhikari. Dr. He can't be contaminated. In Bhakti Siddhanta's commentary, as translated by Narayan Maharaj, it also adds not only bad physical qualities, but bad emotional qualities. He may be harsh, he may have some character defect. Because, you know, actually these emotional and psychological things, they're more durable than the physical things. You take your subtle body with you from life to life, like that. It maintains, even though you change your gross body, you have a certain mentality, a certain way of looking at things, certain attitude like that. So yeah, you become a pure devotee, uttamadhikari, spontaneous, your heart is purified. You've come to the level of bhava bhakti. Adoshvada, let's see, check it out.
Ruchi, tato bhava. What is that?
Ruchi.
Asakti.
Okay, yeah.
Asakti, then bhava.
Yeah, then prema.
Then prema.
So bhava is the level of uttamadhikari, like that. And Prabhupada says in Bhagavad Gita, he has to go on to make more progress to become pure devotee. It's like I get a seed, right? I get a little seed like that, you know? Okay. What are you going to do with it? Yeah, it's a seed. Okay, yeah. But what is it? Well, I don't know what it is. You know, sprout, I don't know what it is. You know, tree, I don't know what it is. Flower, I don't know what it is. It's an apple! Yeah. So this is bhava bhakti. You know your relationship with Krishna. You know your transcendental eternal relationship with Krishna. But it's not mature. It's like a green apple. We can't, you know, we can't relish it. Krishna can't taste you. He can't enjoy your attitude. But in bhava bhakti, there's no possibility of maya entering in like that. And you know your relationship. Now it's just a matter of just, you know what, intensifying the thing to bring it maturity like that. So, you know, vaidhi bhakti, raganuga bhakti, you know, is sadhana, and then bhava bhakti, then prema bhakti, like that. It's a science. You know? So that's text number, 456? 567. How to associate with devotees. And so, reading the thing, it's like, you know, at first initiation, you're a kanista adhikari. At second initiation, you're a madhyama adhikari. At Goswami initiation, Goswamini initiation, you're uttama adhikari. It's kind of like in a simplistic way, as Prabhupada is saying like that. You know? Therefore, first initiated devotee, you should respect him, Haribol Prabhu. The second initiation devotee, you should pay your obeisances, like that. And uttama adhikari, you should pay your dandabats. It's like, you know, boom, 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 you know, one, two, three. Yeah, it's a science like that. So it's kind of like that, a simplistic, you know, simplistic thing. But that, okay, can a uttamadhikari fall down? Can a paramahamsa fall down?
Here's my philosophy.
Yeah, yeah. And it says here, if he becomes proud and therefore envious of others, yeah. So yeah, even from the paramahamsa platform, it says right here, you can fall down like that. Yeah, yeah. So then 7 and 8, in my mind, he goes back to the process like that. Chant Hare Krishna, and then Nama. After you worship, if you worship the name, the form will manifest. The form manifests, and you see qualities. And the qualities manifest, you see associates. When associates, you have pastimes. Yeah, Nama, Rupa, Guna or Charit, Sangha, and Lila. One time we were coming into Mathura with the Braj Mandal Parikrama. And I was leading the kirtan, and Nitai Gorasundar were there with us, and we were chanting and stuff. And we're coming into Mathura, maybe like 200 devotees, 300 devotees. And we're coming in, and some people were like, you know, smashing away on their iron pieces, doing some work, smoking cigarettes, and looking at us with angry eyes. What are you guys doing, disturbing us, all this racket, you know. Other people, Brijbasis, were receiving us. So I felt a little bit intimidated, like, you know, some people were like, you know, giving us these harsh looks and stuff, you know. So my mom, what do you do? You look for some shelter, you know. So Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. So naturally, I took shelter of the names, and then my next thought was, well, like, you know, the names are here, but where's the form? You know, oh, Nitai Gaur Sundar, they're right there. Yeah, okay, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Well, who are they? They're Krishna and Balaram. Okay, and we're the cowherd boys, and we're entering into Mathura with the cowherd boys, like that. And these guys cause us a problem. Krishna and Balaram and knock their head off, like that. You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. But I saw it was Nama, Rupa, Charit, Sangha, Lila, like that. So we're chanting Japa and everything else. It should be the same way. You should be chanting, no, clearly. But then you should just naturally want to see the form of Krishna. And so you do that. No, you want to have your picture, you want to chant the deities. This naturally follows like that. And qualities like that should expand. So, again, 7 talks about getting out of Maya. And free from all these things. And I think 7 includes the process. This verse, Doshvada Sadhu Sangha Bhajana Kriya. Prabhupada paraphrases that many times, that verse. But it doesn't always mention the actual Sanskrit. So if you do a search on the database for it, you won't find it, you know, because it's a more conceptual thing. But it's very essential, very fundamental, right? You know, verse and it's ladder like that. Also, what's the verse number? I got a new mnemonic for this one, too.
For a dao shout out
to yeah.
Yeah. The Bhakti Rasa Mita.
Yeah.
I have no idea.
I got a mnemonic for it.
Okay.
It's the first part of the ocean, right? That's what? 1, 2, 3, 4? What is that? It's 1. Okay. It's in the last wave because it's a summary of the whole thing. So what number is that? How many waves in the first part? 4. Okay, so 1.4.15.16. 14, 15, 16. Yeah. Eastern part, 1. Fourth wave has 1.1.4.15 and 16. Yeah, 14, 15, 16. Yeah. Right? Yeah. Yeah. And it's a summary of everything like that. Very nice. And probably many times paraphrases and discusses it like that. And so you can see your own level like that. You start checking it out. Apply this here, apply it there, apply it there, okay. Apply it here, apply it there, apply it there, apply it here, okay. Yeah. And then you can say, okay, this guy needs this guy needs that, I need this, I need that. Different medicine, you know, at different levels like that. So that's, I think it's in here, that's in number 7 like that. And then number 8 then talks about what? Go on with the process, right? Tanam rupa charitade sukirtana nushmitya. Yeah? So kramena means?
Step by step.
Yeah, or doing, engaging. Kramena rasana. Engage the tongue and mind. Kramena rasama, kramena, or niyoga, niyoja? Yeah, acting, niyoga, engaging and linking. Text number 8. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Gradually, yeah. Kramina Rasana Manasi Nyoja, engaging at yoga, yeah. So engage your tongue, and then, what's the purpose of japa? To engage the mind, right? Yeah, a parrot can chant Hare Krishna with his tongue, but, you know, at the time of death, he'll say, cat, 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 cat. He won't say, or in Spanish, he'll say, gato, yeah. Billy, yeah. So you got to engage the tongue, but the tongue has to then be used to attract the mind. We have a whole little book that we do called Japa Joe. Actually, I should print it. It's all these things I had about japa and techniques like that. If you look on the internet for homunculus, and ladies, you should close your eyes first because it's like homunculus. This is how your senses are mapped onto your cerebral cortex. The cerebral cortex is the thinking part of the brain, like that. I was listening to a class with Mother Urmila today from Hawaii, and she said, most of your brain is made of fat, like that. So, but the cerebral cortex is where most of the thinking goes on, a lot of it. So the nerves are mapped there, you know. It makes like a little form of the animal, like that. So if you look at homunculus, you'll see how much nerves are dedicated to the tongue, to the eyes, to this and that, the skin. And it's like a little guy with big hands and a big mouth. Oh, yeah, human being. So that means human being has tremendous number of nerves, right, in the fingers, and discrimination of position and tremendous number of nerves in the mouth, like the tongue. If you look for a chimpanzee, you'll probably find the same thing for the fingers. They have very fine manipulative abilities, but they can't distinguish words and stuff like that. It's like somebody who's on taking Novocaine at the doctor's. How was it? It's like you can't feel anything. So chimpanzee, maybe they used to say bad things or something like that. Yeah. So now they, you know. But they can do sign language like that, you know. Yeah. Indian monkey wants many bananas, yeah. So they can do that. They can learn to talk like that. They can begin to express thoughts and develop conceptual ideas like that if you deal with them like that. Yeah, very. They have intelligence about a five-year-old child, you know. Gita Priya is about as intelligent as a chimpanzee. But chimpanzees can be 35 years old, too. So I was playing my flute. One time, Bodhi and Ryan was irritated at my flute playing. I was going to tell him, hey, I got other critics than you. You know? I was playing it while visiting the zoo. I wasn't in the zoo. While visiting the zoo in Lucknow and playing it, you know. And these deer started running around. And this old chimpanzee came down to the edge of his moat there. And he sat down there, gray hair. He was rocking like that, you know. And I stopped playing and he went like this. He went. You know. Yeah. So I started playing some more, you know. Okay. So Badri has his opinion, but the chimpanzees have their opinion. My flute playing, you know. Yeah. So, yeah. Okay. So, chimpanzees, flute playing. So that's the homunculus, right? Yeah.
What is the homunculus?
That's how the senses are mapped onto the cerebral cortex.
And how do you actually spell that?
H-O-M-U-N. Homun. Homunculus. Yeah. Yeah. That's onto the cortex. And so you see, for a human being, there's a tremendous number of nerves. You know, a lot of the brain is dedicated to the fingers and the mouth. So then japa, you know, engaging the tongue and the mouth consciously, chanting and moving your fingers like that, will stimulate the cerebral cortex, and your mind is looking at your cerebral cortex. So it's very, yeah.
We were just talking a couple of weeks ago. Satyadev found this institute in Palo Alto that studies the heart, and it also they're showing that the heart also has a very high level of nerve endings, and they also that communicate with the brain, and not just through nerve stimulation, but also through hormones. There's a huge effect from that too. It's just kind of interesting. There's a balance
In
human being between the brain and the heart has a great power to influence the body and the brain also.
Oh yeah, wow. Actually, the Mind Works by Max Ernst. He has a lot of studies of biology and stuff like that. Because actually, it depends on your motive. What is your motive? You have a certain motive. You'll use science to prove one thing. Another motive, you use science to prove something else, like that. Yeah. So the real motive is something you don't consider in science, but that's really, because the way science works, it's depending upon, you can use it in different ways like that. You know, it's a tool. Yeah. So yeah, it's more and more biology you find that, and it helps like that. It helps us to organize our activity and our process, bring out these verses, make them in the modern world, build bridges. So kramena, rasana, manasi, kramena, rasana. So engage the tongue in always chanting, talking about Krishna, and then engage the mind, right? Because the mind can be brought under control, like a bridle on a horse. You can with the tongue and the fingers, you can bring the mind under control. And then after that, what do you do after that? Okay, I'm chanting Hare Krishna clearly. I'm not chanting here kitty, 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 here kitty, 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 here kitty, kitty, kitty. I'm chanting Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. Okay, and my mind is actually thinking about this. It's not thinking about, boy, I'm going to rotate my tires. I wonder if that stock option is still available. Did the demo model get sold off? You know, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna. Yeah. Okay, I'm thinking about it. What's next? Oh, I see. Yeah, you skipped one here, though. Yeah, you skipped it. Yeah.
Did we?
Yeah.
Said Krishna nama chari tari sitapta vidya. But that was before.
Yeah, yeah. Rasa nama nasi nyojan. Tishtan Vrajay.
Tishtan Vrajay Tanana Raga Jananugami.
Yeah, and engage in Raganuga Bhakti. Yeah. And the two verses that Prabhupada quotes in the citation are the two verses from Upadeshamrita, from Nectar of Devotion, that talk about Raganuga Bhakti. There's no other verses that talk about it like that. So this is like a precise little summary of everything. And if you follow, use this as a study guide, you'll find you study all of Prabhupada's books so nicely like that. You know, very nice book. A lot of people are fanatics about other books. I like this one. Yeah. Yeah, you can take hold of the tail of the elephant, the leg of the elephant, the nose of the elephant, but just keep on going, and then you'll see the whole elephant. I'm a tail man. Upadeshamrita. So Raganuga Bhakti. What is text number 8?
Maharaj, what are the two verses?
We got it here. Working on it. Krishna smaran janam chasya, page 74. Bhakti Rasa Medicine, 294. Yeah, which is the sadhana bhakti wave. Yeah, and 1, 2 is sadhana bhakti, 3 is bhava bhakti, 4 is prema bhakti. Krishnam smaram janam chasya prestam nija samihitam tata kataratash chasau kuryad vasam vraje sada seva sadaka rupena siddha rupena chatrahi tadba lepsuna karya vraja lokanu sarvatahan. A devotee should always reside in the transcendental realm of Raja, and always engaged in Krishna smaram janam chasya prestam, the remembrance of Sri Krishna and his beloved associates, by following in the footsteps of such associates and by entering under their eternal guidance, one can acquire an intense desire to serve the Supreme Personality of Godhead. In the transcendental realm of Raja, one should serve the Supreme Lord Sri Krishna following with a feeling similar to that of his associates. And one should place himself under the direct guidance of a particular associate of Krishna and should follow in his footsteps. This method is applicable both in the stage of sadhana and in the stage of sadhya, perfection, when one is a siddha purush, or a spiritually perfected soul. Yeah. So we're singing the songs in the beginning, and the songs are especially good for Raganuga, no? Raganuga Bhakti. You see, okay, so japa. Then if you have Dad or Das, he's a PhD in neurobiology. So if you have music, singing and dancing, it requires tonal discrimination, temporal discrimination, spatial discrimination, what else we got, and meaning. You know, so that engages the cerebral cortex more than anything else, singing. That's why people love to get this, because you can just throw yourself into a song like that. A room without windows, a room without doors, just you and me in love forevermore. if you've been married for 3 years, you know, sounds like hell. Please, no. But that's the beginning, this story with Bhava, and I've met my soulmate, I'll fly to her arms. He'll fly to my arms. Yeah. Now, singing, right? It's like, how big is the music industry, you know? That's meditation. So singing and dancing in kirtan is even better meditation than the japa, in the sense that when it's done properly, because it involves all these things. You got to be, you know, you got to have rhythm, you got to distinguish space, and you got to have meaning like that, tonal, spatial, and rhythmic. Yeah. So it's the most natural form of meditation. It's more natural than sitting down and, you know, focusing on a candle like that. You know, when it's done properly, rhythm, yeah, all that kind of stuff. So then the mind becomes, and so it's very natural for bhajans. Bhajan's such a natural form of meditation. So we started off singing this song by Prabhupada, Krishna Taba Punya Habe Bhai. And if you know a little of the meaning and stuff like that, you can really just, you know, start to express it. And what are you feeling? This is Raganuga, no? Because Narottam Das Thakur or Bhaktivinoda Thakur, they're singing with this proper feeling. It's all mixed together properly. One thing follows another, Anubhava, Vibhava. And it builds properly like that, and it relaxes and goes on like that, and gets us free. So it's so easy to... This is Raganuga. If singing the songs of the Acharyas, you're feeling some raga, you're feeling some lamentation, you're starting to cry because of the separation, you can feel this song like that. Narottam Das Thakur simply weeps, you know, and you're really feeling, God, what this guy must have been thinking, you know. And then it becomes manifest. You start seeing these things. Lila Smarnam. You start imagining like what he was, who was Rupa Goswami, and how was he feeling separation like that. So this is this next level. You know, you're trying to practice the piano. practicing your scales, and then you practice the song. Then your teacher comes along and says, "Okay, hey, come on, we'll play it together. You know, I'll play the violin, you play the piano," like that. So he starts getting into it, and in his association, you can do it. You can't do it by yourself, but you're in a level where, with that association, you can do it. Yeah, so that's one level, right? In Raganuga, you can't by yourself. You go out on book distribution. It's just wow, I just can't do it. You know, mechanical. But when you're with other devotees, just distributing like that, it's just you can pick up on the cues and stuff like that. You know, so that's Raganuga, like that. And it's imitation, but the sahajiyas, they're imitating to enjoy. We're imitating to serve Krishna. That it's better. Krishna, now Krishna can enjoy some flavor. By the mercy of the acharyas, like that. So, Vaidhi Bhakti, rules and regulations. Sadhana Bhakti also includes Raganuga. He's recommending that in text number 8. Yeah. But before that, he says, Tishtan Raje, right? What does that mean?
Stay in Vrindavan.
Or make your home into Vrindavan. Or the temple. It's gone. Yeah. So then text number 9, what does he describe? Yeah?
Different comparison of different holy.
He describes Braja. He says, stay in Braja, but now he's describing, right? Where is Braja? Where is Gokula? Where is Gokula? Where is Gokula? Yeah, where is it?
India.
Where? In India. Where?
Mathura.
Mathura? Where is it? Where's Mathura? Bhagavad Gita says, 821. Yeah. Combining them. That's all binary numbers, if you notice. 821. Another mnemotechnic. Mnemonic device. So you can't fall down. And the purport, Prabhupada says, Vrindavan, 90 miles.
The supreme abode of the personality of God of Krishna is described in the Brahma Sanhita as Chintamani Dhamma, a place where all desires are fulfilled. The supreme abode of Lord Krishna, known as Goloka Vrindavan, is full of palaces made of touchstone. There are also trees called desire trees that supply any type of edible upon demand, and there are cows known as Surabhi cows, which supply a limitless supply of milk. In this abode, the Lord is served by hundreds of thousands of goddesses of fortune, Lakshmis, and he is called Govinda, the primeval Lord and the cause of all causes. The Lord is accustomed to blow his flute, Venum Quanantam. His transcendental form is the most attractive in all the worlds. His eyes are like lotus petals, and the color of his body is just like the color of clouds. He is so attractive that his beauty excels that of thousands of cupids. He wears saffron cloth, a garland around his neck, and a peacock feather in his hair. In the Bhagavad Gita, Lord Krishna gives only a small hint of his personal abode, Goloka Vrindavan, which is the supermost planet in the spiritual kingdom. A vivid description is given in Brahma Sanhita. Vedic literature's Katha Upanishad 1.3.11 state that there is nothing superior to the abode of the Supreme Godhead, and that abode is the ultimate destination. Purushan na param kinchit na kashta paramagatihi. When one attains it, he never returns to the material world. Krishna's supreme abode and Krishna himself are non-different, being of the same quality. On this earth, Vrindavan, 90 miles south of Delhi, southeast of Delhi, is a replica of that supreme Goloka Vrindavan located in the spiritual sky. Yeah. When Krishna descended on this earth, he sported on that particular tract of land known as Vrindavan, comprising about 84 miles, square miles, in the district of Mathura, India.
Yeah. 90 miles southeast of Delhi. So it's not a part of the material world, right? When you go south on the trunk highway, the Grand Trunk Highway, you come to, what's the first town you cross? How many people here have been on the Braj Mandal Parikrama? Raise your hand. All the way around. Jai Adibo. Been there, done that. How many thorns did you step on? Innumerable? Yeah. The Brajmano Parikrama. Jai. It's unbelievable. Yeah. Don't get me started. Rajmandal Parikrama. Yeah. Niagara Falls. Yeah. So anyway, when you come south, what's the first place you cross, the first town you come to? You know? Koshi. Yeah, that's where Radha and Krishna were disguised as cuckoos. You know, cuckoo, cuckoo. Playing like that. The forest, you know. Hiding, you know. Yeah. And when you come to there, you're not in the material world. It's like if somebody's being chased by the police and he runs into the Indian Embassy in New York, in San Francisco. The police can't chase him. That's not a part of the United States of America. You know, the Indian Embassy, the consul, is not a part of the United States of America. It's a different country. And before you go in there, you know that's what they have, army there. The guys could physically stop him, shoot him, everything else like that, and they would have to say, well, okay, try to force their way in. But you can send them a letter saying, get out of town, but until you do that diplomatically and everything else, it's not a part. In the country. So same way, Brajamandala, Bhumi, Brajabhumi, go H-I-J-K-L. Gokula is not a part of the material world like that. And it's Bomalila, pastimes there. Everything there, the land, the cows, the buffaloes, and the trees are all unlimited nectarian seas of the most intense mellows of spiritual pain, something which only the most fortunate ever obtain. Vrindavan Dham Ki. Remember Vedavyas? Up in Canada, he was like, you know, becoming a devotee, and he was like French guy, you know. He was like, his first year is, you know, did really successful, won this marathon, whatever that. So remember, he told me he went to Vrindavan, you know, he got to go with the devotees to Vrindavan. So he got to Krishna Balaram Mandir, and so this is your accommodations. He checked, and he said, okay, I'm going to go out and sell books now. I'm going to preach to the Brijbasis. So he said he went out. This guy was walking down the street, you know, it was whatever, and he said, hey, this is Krishna, the supreme personality of Godhead, you know. And the guy looked at him and he said, no, nah, he's one of us here. And walked on. And he said he was just like in a shock. He's like the dog, like when a big dog growls, the little dog's tail goes down. It was just like, he almost ran back into Krishna Balaram temple, and he was like looking out through the gate like that. And everybody walking by like that, he had this realization, like, wow, you know. Yeah. So you can do, you know, do book distribution in Vrindavan. You've done it, right?
Yeah, sure.
Yeah, so it's like...
Well, there's a lot of tourists now.
Oh, okay. Yeah. But even there, they're there because Krishna wants them to be there. Yeah. Yeah, it's all, everything being controlled. My God, it's... Whew. As you realize that everything here is in Vrindavan, everything here is under control. You get depression, no?
I met two tourists from Sweden. Oh. Two young men. They were about 24 years old. And... they were in Delhi just passing through India for the first time, and someone told them, just go check out Vrindavan. So they just had to wander in town. It was during the Purushottam Mass, the one that was in September.
Yeah, yeah.
Millions of people were there. They just happened to come there at that time. And then when I saw them in Vrindavan, they said, where should I stay? And I showed them some places, and I said, you should come out to Govardhan Hill. So I just happened to run into him at Govardhan Hill a week later.
A
week when there was millions of people out there, and they had walked all the way around, and I said, "What are you doing here?" And they said, "Well, we walked around the thing."
And they
had no idea. They were just stumbling around, doing all the right things during Purushottam Mass. It was pretty funny.
We went there with these one devotee is Tirthakirti. He's really big musician, belongs to one of the biggest groups in Europe now. But, you know, disciple who. Anyway, he was there. He brought some friends, you know, the band and stuff from Spain.
Huh?
Undrop. Yeah, they were in top 40 in Spain and everything else. Now he belongs to another group called Macacao. They're these famous monkeys. They get on the stage and they do this stuff. And they're good, you know. He's playing since, even Tixture Karunika was listening to him and said, he's good. So they're really good. So he came with the members of the band. And they had their musical friends and their musical friends. And the third generation guys were a little like, you know, odd. As soon as they got there, they were looking for marijuana because they heard marijuana was like, you know, free or something like that. So they got some marijuana in Vrindavan, were smoking it, and they had this unbelievable allergic reaction to it. The guy was face puffed up, everything. So that was, you know, he said, don't smoke marijuana. Okay. You know. Then his brother was, you know, there, and he was like thinking, it's kind of tough following ISKCON principles. Maybe I should go and take shelter in Raya Maharaj. He's easier, four rounds, that kind of stuff, you know. So he went to Krishna Balaram. He went to He told me all this, yeah. So he went to Govinda Temple. I took him to Govindaji Temple. We paid our obeisances, and we were leaving. And he was a little more sincere than we were, you know. So he got up and looked, and we'd all left, you know. So he didn't know where we were, so he ran, and we'd gone the other direction. So he was suddenly in Vrindavan alone, these curvy streets, and these guys like that. He said, I'm lost, you know. The monkeys will eat me, you know. So then he saw that guy with the beards, and he said, you know, Krishna Balaram Temple, Krishna Balaram. Yeah. He's talking English, and he said, oh, okay. So they put him on a tempo, you know, and give the guy some money and said something. He said, okay, you know. The tempo goes off, you know, like that, and it keeps on going, like that. And then this beautiful young Swedish girl gets on like that. He says, oh, hello, you know. And then they going, and he said, it wasn't that far. She said, well, where are we going, you know? I don't care. I'll spend the whole day with you. But where are we going? You know. We're going to Mathura, like that. Mathura, you know. Yeah. He said, well, I'm going to go to Narayan Maharaj's temple, like that. You know. And he said, oh, you? I never know him. You know. I was staying in his temple and stuff like that. And if you help me, I'm going to move my stuff to the Krishna Balaram temple. I just made arrangements to stay there. So if you come with me, I'll take you back and help me carry my stuff. Well, okay, yeah, okay. So they went there, and Narayan Maharaj was giving a lecture, you know. So he was thinking about Narayan Maharaj. There he is at his temple. He's praying, you know, about this. Should I do this or not? And then he heard Narayan Maharaj give a lecture and everything else. And she came back down and took him back. And he's very attached to beautiful girls. Who isn't, you know? And so then she said, you know, if you're thinking about staying, especially in Narayan Maharaj and everything else, he's very nice. But really, you know, for us Westerners, the place to really practically take shelter is ISKCON, like that, you know. So he was telling me, he was just, he prayed for this, and immediately Krishna said, okay, check it out. Here's Narayan Maharaj, here's the class, here's an authority you'll appreciate. Okay, what's your next request? You know? So he told the guy who was smoking marijuana, and he said, you know, you got to be really careful in this place, because whatever you desire immediately becomes a reality. Yeah. Mother, what's her name, Ruby? Was it Ruby? I think it was Ruby. Other Ruby. She came from Chile with us. And she was there, very nice, very sincere. She was studying yoga, and she followed the process and bhakti yoga and stuff while we were there. She was about 30, maybe a little older, maybe about 42 or something. A little bit older, maybe 46. And so anyway, as it worked out, though, she'd been married to a man, and he became a colonel in the Chilean army, which, if you know Chile, is a real macho guy, you know. The Inca came there with like 40,000 people to defeat Chile. And all the Chilenos, they'll never cooperate with anything, but they all got together to fight against the invader. And they said, we haven't come to conquer you, we've come to civilize you. And they said, we've come to die or win. So it was like that. So after 2 days, there were only like 15,000 Incas left. It lost like 25,000 dies. The guys in 3 days, and they just ran away, and that was the last of the Inca Empire, next thing to Chile. So anyway, he became a colonel in the Chile army. And they got a divorce, and she said she kept company with a few other men, but there was never any kind of chemistry or anything. And so at the very end, she was praying to Radharani. She said, you're a girl. You can understand what I'm thinking, going through, being alone and everything else. And my God, maybe you can arrange something for me like that. Okay, you know, Hare Krishna. So she went to London on the flight and came back and landed in Chile, and there's her whole family to receive her. And there's her former husband, you know, with flowers. And he gets down on one knee and says, actually, I've never loved any woman but you in my whole life, and please accept me back again. Everybody's crying and everything else, of course. So, you know. So she was saying, she told me the same thing. I prayed to Radharani before I left, and God, it was like that, you know. Then she stopped chanting her rounds. Like that. So that's why Vrindavan is dangerous, because, you know, it's Mayapur, Lord Chaitanya's keeping your desires under control and stuff and your reactions. But in Vrindavan, no, it's just, you know, whatever you want and stuff like that. So it's very dangerous being in Vrindavan without shelter. You have Lord Chaitanya, you know, like that, and so on. So that's text number nine, you know. Vrindavan is greater than the kingdom of God, right? You may have heard about the kingdom of God. Brothers and sisters, hallelujah. Well, I'm going to take you someplace that's greater than the kingdom of God, Vrindavan. And then more intense than Mayapur in general is? It's all intense, whole Mathura Mandal, but more intense than in intensification gets very special in? Yeah, the 12 forests is more intense. Okay, now, who can name one forest? Bandirvan. Okay, we're going to go until she finishes, drops out here. Bandirvan.
Bahulavan.
Ah, Bahulavan. Mahaduvan. Brindavan.
Taliban.
Right after Taliban is, she was very honest. She was a very honest. Yeah. Yeah. Huh? The goddess of fortune did austerities there to enter the Ras Lila. But she couldn't.
Huh?
Kamyavan. Shrivan. Yeah, Lohavan. Yeah, like that. It's the 12 forests. But more intense than the 12 forest is Govardhan. And within Govardhan, the most intense place is? Yeah, yeah. So then he kicks back, as far as I'm concerned, text number 10. Karma bhya parito hare priyataya vyaktim jajur gyaninas gyani vimukta bhakti parama premaika nishtastata tebhyasta pasupala pankajadrishtas tabhyo pisipi radhika. Ya test ya prastat had vari yam tadiya sarasiyam kanashvaya akatihi. I get the last two mixed up. So in the purport, Prabhupada expands a little bit more. The Prabhupada describes vikarmis, karmis, jnanis, vimukti jnanis, sadhana bhaktas, prema bhaktas, vraja bhaktas, gopi bhaktas, and bhakta radha. Like that. Yes, you can't get anything else beyond that, right? Yeah. What's a vikarmi? What's a karmi? Does Krishna like the karmis?
Yes.
Yeah. Yeah. Why?
Because they follow the Vedic process.
So they're good people.
Yeah.
Yeah, Christians. You know, one young man, he was following all the rules and regulations of Jewish scriptures, giving charity, fasting, saying his prayers. And he came to Jesus and he said, "Teacher, I've done all these things. What else do I have to do to become perfect?" And he said, "You have to give away all your possessions in charity and follow me." And the young man went away with a long face because he was very rich, you know. And Jesus was looking after him, and he said he loved him. He said, verily I say unto you, it is easier for a camel to pass through the eye of a needle than a rich man to enter into the kingdom of God. But by the mercy of God, all things are possible, you know. But he said he liked him, you know. But that was the thing, to go from being a karmi to develop wisdom, jnani, like that. So what's lower than the karmi? What's a vikarmi?
Which is against the principles of the Vedic culture.
Yeah, he's not guided by those. He does any old damn thing he wants to get what he wants. You know? Vikarmi, karmi, jnani, developing wisdom. You know, and then liberated by that, actually liberated by your wisdom. Yeah, gani vimukta. And then you can become a devotee. Okay, here, what's the verse which describes how a jnani can become a devotee? He's looking there. No, he's not. It's in Upadeshamrita too.
Yeah. I just say one verse from Bhagavad Gita. It says,
Bhagavad Gita.
Bahunam janmana mante jnanavan ma prapadyate vasudeva sarvamiti samahatma sudarlabha.
Yeah, it's in Upadeshamrita. You use this book for a Vaishnava verse book. I mean, if you know all the verses here from Chaitanya's right to me, the Bhagavad Gita of Sapansa, man, you just... You know, you're bhakti by Baba degree in verses like that. Yeah, so after many, many verses, births of being a jnani, one actually comes to the ISKCON of the Silicon Valley, right? Yeah, and then he surrenders because Krishna's everything. He knows that. Yeah. Then what happens then? Sadhana bhakti, follow rules and regulations, you take to the process, and such a person is respectable. And he was actually initiated in following the process of worshiping the deity, then we should bow down. Doesn't mean he's perfect. He has material desires. One time in New York, I used to go to a class, Bhagavad Gita class, and Tamal Krishnamar was giving class like that. You know, his aunt was the first lady to become a member of the Austrian Parliament. The Austrians were the guys who chased the rest of the Germans around like that. So you can imagine what a heavy woman she was. She came here, the rest of women hiding out. You know. Why are you letting these men take control here? What kind of woman are you? The Himavati was like that. Yeah. So anyway, Tamal Krishna's aunt was like that. Yeah. And his uncle was the head of Ford Motors in Germany, like that. So he came from this aristocratic family. Yeah. So anyway, he was giving this class in Bhagavad Gita in New York, and so many devotees were there. He said, any questions, and so on, so on, so on. So then one Russian devotee said, Maharaj, do you have any material desires? And so everybody heard this guy asking this. And so Maharaj looked at him, you know. He's smiling. Said, well, I suppose so. Like that, you know. Okay, you know. So then a few more questions, and the guy said, what are they? So Tamal Krishnamurti looked at him again, you know, like that. But what happened? What happened in the conflict between the Russians and the Germans? Who won? The Russians in the end of the Second World War. You know, boy, that was a war. I think it was that was the war in Europe. Whew, that was unbelievable. You know, it was Germans and the Russians fighting it out. Man, oh, unbelievable! They just wouldn't give up. You know, either one of them. Yeah. So anyway, he looked at him and said, "Well, you know, I suppose I want to be famous, respected. You know, yeah, but it's under control and it's going away." So he's describing himself as a madhyamadhikari. The Prabhupada says in here, the desires are still in the heart, right? But your mind's under control, your senses under control, so it can't act. And the reverse process is happening with the activities of the senses and the mind. It's putting the medicine back into the heart, no? And burning out these desires, removing them, like plucking them out. So madhyamadhikari, you know, it's that clearing stage. It's very, very fortunate. And so we should offer obeisances. And if he's removed all these, which doesn't really happen to the stage of bhava, you know, anartana vritti is mostly, but after that, there's still some there, you know, in a small degree. But finally, they get burned out, you know, by bhava. Then we should, you know, offer dandavats, right? Such a person. So he describes it all. He goes out of Vrindavan, he comes to Radharani. And then finally, last verse, Krishnasa ochai pranaya vasati prasibyopi radha kundam chasya munibir abhitas tadrit eva. Of all the objects of favored delight and of all the lovable damsels of Rajabhumi, Srimati Radharani is supreme. In every aspect, the sages describe her kunda as dear to Krishna, like that. Yeah, who won't serve this beautiful Radha Kund? Yeah, reside there. And daily participate in the eightfold pastimes, Astakali Lila, like that. So the purport's about, you know, page and a half. Bhaktisiddhanta, Prabhupada says it's very difficult to achieve Radha Kund. Bhaktisiddhanta, his commentary, says it's very difficult to achieve Radha Kund. And Bhaktivinoda Thakur says in his commentary, very difficult to achieve Radha Kund, like that. So, but yeah, it's there, you know, by the mercy of Lord Chaitanya. Other sampradayas can't appreciate Radha Kund. Well, that's why the sampradayas are different. And some things we probably can't appreciate in other sampradayas. You know, their flavor, their mood, like that. You know? So Radha Kund is, you know, the ultimate recourse of all the Braja Gopis, Braja Bhumi, Gaudiya Vaishnavas. A couple subtle points. It says that when Lord Chaitanya was trying to find a place, he found a little shallow, not a pond, but the water, you know, shallow-like area where water was collecting. And he said, told his followers, the original Radha Kund was there. In Spanish, they translated it as, he told his followers that this is the Radha Kund. Yeah. But Radha Kund is transcendental. What we see is like an indication, like a sign on a music store. It says music store, like that. That's not music. Ah, come closer. Yeah. We are vegetarian. eat one guess. Yeah. It's like somebody goes and they come back with a sign from the music store. They say, "Ah, I have music." You know? See, what you see is like a sign, you know, to indicate. But the real Radha Kund, what is the beach made of in Radha Kund? You know,
jewels.
Yeah, the sand. Is there sand there in Radha Kund, the beach? It's made of diamonds and emeralds and stuff like that. You know, yeah. And what's the water like? It's green. The real one, the transcendental one. Yeah. It's beautiful, yeah, nectar, beautiful waves. You can imagine like powder blue water with pink swans, and you know, it's just like, you know, all the things you can possibly imagine, the subtleties. Yeah. So that's the Radha Kund we're talking about. If you bathe there one time, you'll fully develop your love in the mood of the gopis. So we're seeing Oh yeah. Sober? No.
Yeah, in Kusum Sarovar, if you see, even if you drink water, you will die immediately because
You see, I was looking last year.
Yeah.
Like a lot of fishes and all, you know, they're dying with that. It's so, so much, you know, gone rotten already.
But that's the way to go. Yeah. How to relate to Gokula and Goloka? Yeah. Gokula is the Boma Lila in the material world, and Goloka is in the spiritual world. So it's a different relationship to Gokula, you know, like that. Yeah. Yeah. But that's what I describe in Radhakundan. You know, it's the highest and most intense place. One time we were doing kirtan in Bhakti Subdhamana Maharaj's temple, which is right across from the, you know, the pathway from the Kunda. And long kirtan, it was like, you know, one of the gopis splashed some water on Krishna or something, and one little drop came down from Goloka to Govardhan to Raja to, you know, to Ayodhya to Vaikuntha to Mahavishnu Loka to Indra Loka down to the material world, like that. And this is intense feeling of just, you know, intense love for Krishna. Just, you know, just like that, you know. But that's why we go there, because every now and again, maybe we'll get, you know, one little splashed a little bit, you know. But it's very difficult, too. As far as I know, in the Guinness Book of Records, it describes different things, you know, records. So the hottest known inhabited place on earth is Govardhan, like that. And Gurudas asked Prabhupada, why is it like that? He said, well, because Krishna wants to see if you're sincere or not. You know, it's like, you know, 140 degrees sometimes. You can't even breathe the air, literally. You get the wind comes, so you got to cover your face like that. You know. So, you know, the Rajmandal, how do you make it on the Rajmandal Parikrama? Does the administration arrange everything perfectly? No way. Forget it. It's like, how do you make it on the Rajmandal Parikrama? Yeah, everybody realizes in the end it's just, you know, you can be walking, you're walking later, everybody, you've stepped on three thorns, you can barely hobble in, you get there, all the prasadam is gone, you're dying and everything else. Oh, hare, hare, hare. And then so you find a whole plate of prasadam is lying there. You know? Yeah, again, yeah, again and again. So many things. You really have mercy because you're out there. As the rain starts falling, what are you going to do? You're in the middle of the field. You know, it's very nice, the whole parikrama like that. But the thing is, part of it's all, you know, it's predominated by Hindi speakers and stuff. So Trikala Gyas, Western guy, one time used to damn their Hindi. First, you know, the water pump is over here, food is there. They announce it all in Hindi, and all the Indians run off, you know. And then they announce it in English, and all the English guys speak off. They announce it in Russian, finally, and all the Russians can run off and just push everybody out of the way, you know. So they, you know, it's a whole etiquette there and stuff like that, yeah. But then, so you know, it's English-speaking people, it's tough, you know, stuff. But then you'll get more mercy from Radharani, then, like that, you know. But it's just, you know, it's Mahindra. He was by Bhaktivedanta at the college. He's like their operations manager, really intelligent guy. He's small, but he was a karate guy in, you know, Croatia was his time also. So he was going to go on, and I was helping him put his trunk in the place and stay. And I told him one of my favorite mantras, in Vrindavan, only Krishna and Balaram kill demons. You know, so many things happen. You can just say that in Vrindavan, only Krishna and Balaram kill demons. Hare Krishna, Hare Rama, Hare Krishna, Hare Rama. So later on we came back, and we were in Bhaktivedanta College together. He was talking about it a little bit, and he said, Maharaj was helping me put my suitcase away and sign up, and he told me this thing, and I was wondering, what are you saying like that? I'm a very tolerant person, you know. But he said, so many times I would just remember that. You know, you stand in line for 20 minutes to get to water in your bucket. You go off to do your business in the bushes. You come back, and some cow is drinking all the water from your bucket. Like that. Yeah. So it's nice. So many different kinds of things in Krishna consciousness. Yeah. And everybody's different, no? Everybody's trying to find their position in advance, yeah. But this is Sankirtan, no? That's Lord Chaitanya's humor, is giving it. Monkeys, just like Vrindavan. Don't write on the wall. Yeah. So any comments then? We go through the whole book then? Yeah. We have an advertisement for this, a flyer. And we put up, and it says 3 minutes with a genius. Right? That's the hooking line. Has a picture of Goswami looking very austere. Then the sign says, 3 minutes with a genius. Rupa Goswami and his followers dominated the world of 16th century Indian metaphysics. He was the prime minister of Bengal with so much opulence, wealth, culture, art. He left it everything to follow Lord Chaitanya Mahaprabhu. He lived under a tree But he gave us such a vast wealth of knowledge, you know, thousands of verses on poetry, drama, technique, yoga. He summarized everything in 11 verses. So come tonight and hear those 11 verses and spend 3 minutes with a genius. So that's our air poster. It takes 3 minutes to chant all the verses like that, I think. 3 minutes? It's 5 minutes. So any questions?
Maharaj,
yeah. Koi prashna hai? Yeah, Anji. Yeah.
Maharaj, like you said, you know, that any desire in Vrindavan will be fulfilled.
Yes.
Suppose we make a wrong desire because of any conditionings. Can we pray to the Lord that, you know, don't let that happen?
Yeah.
I mean, will it be forced on us, something like
that? No, I had a bad mentality one time, and right away the rickshaws were trying to run me over, the rocks were attacking me, the sky was falling on my head, everything. This Vrindavan just like attacked me, you know. And I said, I'm sorry, I didn't mean to do it. You know, well, okay, but watch it, you know. Oh, okay, I will. But it's a person. Mm-hmm. Oh, mother. Vrindavan Dham Himamrita. You can download it from Vrindavan Dham webpage. So beautiful. Prabodhananda Saraswati. He's so intense. He's an incarnation of Tungavidya. And when you're walking in Vrindavan reading this thing, it's unbelievable. You know? Hasaga says, oh mother full of mercy, pick up your poor child who's been playing in the dust of materialism and place him on your lap and give him the best milk of your mercy, not considering his faults like that. You know? So anybody who comes to Vrindavan is just... You can. She's the most merciful, like that, and you know she is. You know she is. Gotabhumi. And it is. But it's even a different. It's a different kind of mercy. Lord Chaitanya's mercy like that. She's correcting when you're wrong. Gotabhumi. She forgives everything. She's in that mood. You know. But Vrindavan wants to straighten you out so you can actually become qualified to serve Krishna. So we need the combination of both Gotabhumi and Brajabhumi, Mahamantra and Panchatattva Mantra. So many verses, incredible, you know, glorifying. Loving father, they can protect you. Loving him father and mother, they can protect you. A powerful king, he can protect you. But Vrindavan Dham never sleeps. You may wonder, where am I going to stay in Vrindavan? Where am I going to sleep? Where am I going to find a room? He says, why do you think about these things? Radha Krishna themselves are perfectly satisfied to lie down in the dust of Vrindavan and sleep peacefully. You read that as, okay. Just put my claw down, lie down, sleep, you know. Some dog sniffing me. It's okay, you know. Really good, nice book. Yeah. And Kushikata translated it, and then I think Sarvabhauma. Kushikata's translations are mistakes like that. He says that, you know. But he has really intense feeling like that sometimes, just, you know, puts it across. Yeah. So we can pray to Krishna. Yeah.
Maharaj, in chanting, I've heard that there is laziness and distraction.
Yeah,
these two things, which don't allow the soul, you know, to taste the chanting.
Yeah.
So, can you please tell, like, how to overcome the laziness and the distraction?
Well, I think this is Madhurya Kadambani. He discusses like 4 or 5 things like that. And those are 2 of them. So Madhurya Kadambani by Vishnath Chakravarti, like that. Yeah. Bhishandeva says that, what's it, laziness, dizziness can be conquered over by rising up. You just prowess, you just go ahead, do it. You know, get up, chant, you know, that kind of thing like that, that attitude. But distraction, I don't know what the probably says somebody just chant louder. You know? Yeah, like that. Simply, Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, like that. So many things, actually. This, you know, Sasvat Maharaj asked Prabhupada how to chant better rounds, and Prabhupada looked at him and said, by chanting better rounds. As soon as you just desire to do it, you know, then you'll see so many techniques will come like that. You know? And it's different too, because different people have different kind of homunculus. You know? Now, some people are very attached to some people are tactile learners, and they have to learn dances and stuff like that, and they can memorize whole dances. 1 minute of dance, they watch it for 1 minute, they go back, this is the whole thing, you know? Like that, you know. So very tactile, their memory and stuff. Other people are very acoustical, and so they have to hear it. You know, other people have to see it, you know. And there's a combination like that. So you understand what kind of body you got. And some people, they just cannot chant their rounds unless they're walking. You know, unless they got to have their body engaged like that physically, they just can't. Their mind won't, because their mind is just absorbed in their body. You know, so some people like that. Other people, they walk and they can't chant. You know, because they get distracted. You know? So you find out, experiment. You know, what's the best way to control your mind? Yeah. So, but in the beginning, the tongue and the jaw should move, you know, and the fingers. And after that, then it engage the mind and. And then intelligence, the buddhi, after the manas, the buddhi. So you should chant with meaning. And meaning, of course, we can get from Prabhupada's books, no? Like that. Ainanda tanuja kinkaram paritamma. Hare Krishna, Hare Krishna, Krishna Krishna, Hare Hare, Hare Rama, 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 Hare. Yeah? Okay. So you see, final questions, comments? Okay. La ultima pregunta. Yes. Because time to stop here.
Maharaj, because regarding, you said that in Vrindavan, we have to be careful about what we desire.
Yes.
I see that, you know, at least in my mind, there are two kinds of desires go on. One is the conscious desires that we want it.
Yeah.
And the other one is unconsciously they're popping up, but we really don't want them.
Yeah.
So when you say be careful about the desires, are you referring to the conscious desires or unconscious desires?
Yeah. No, we shouldn't entertain bad desires, right? So if somebody comes to your house and you entertain them, receive your guests, entertain them properly, give them good things to eat, nice place to sit, something diverting to watch, good conversation. So when these bad desires come, neglect them. You know, that's okay. Then you're not responsible. No, because they'll come. I've heard Prabhupada said one time, you don't think I have any sex desire, do you? And Prabhupada said, yes, Prabhupada, we think you don't have any sex desire. He said, no, I have sex desire, but I have no time to do anything about it. Yeah? So that's the thing. You just, you know, if we don't entertain them, no, that's different. Because practically speaking, in this world, you know, there's so many nasty things floating around. How can you not? I mean, if you're super Uddhamadikari, then you're going to, like, see everything in terms of, like, you know, Krishna, you know, like that. Yeah? But other than that, they'll come, especially Madhyamadikari. But we don't entertain them. Yeah. When Madan Mohan, remember him in Grass Valley? In Alachua. He said he was noticing like he would see Maya, you know, big beautiful picture of this or that, some kind of like sensuous form, you know, like that. Average selling something, you know, some billboard. He'd say, oh, it's Maya. Let me get it a little more focused here. Yep, it's Maya. It's that kind of Maya. Okay, gotta reject it. Okay, like that. So he saw his mind would kind of like focus in to, you know, make sure it was Maya and get the flavor before I reject it. So then he started like, as soon as it was a smell, you know, we'll just speak of it like that. Buddhist phrase, a good horse runs even at the shadow of a whip. You know, so if you're getting like that, that's how you should be. As soon as the desires come, they're coming. And as soon as they're there, we should be so sincere that as soon as it comes like that, we should be conscious to, you know, not entertain it. Yeah? Okay? Okay.
In the 11th verse of the Nectar of Instruction that you discuss, in the purport it says that even elevated souls like Narada could not attain
for
Radha Kund. Why would that? Was it that there was no bhava there?
The word bhava is used two different ways. One time as following sadhana bhakti, another time in terms of Radharani. So Narada Muni's, you know, Brihad Bhagavatamrita talks about it. He's a Vaikuntha man, like that. He can appreciate it, but he can't, like we see in the first canto, in the prayers of Queen Kunti, she's describing different people on different levels. But basically, most of her prayers are how to catch Krishna, how to come to asaktis, like that. You know, her prayers are how to catch Krishna, how to always have him, how to be constant, like that. Yeah, and she's describing different people, and then she's describing Yashoda and chasing Krishna around with a stick like that, and she just says, "Am I bewildered?" Like that, she just can't understand it. She thinks he's you're the Paramatma, you're everywhere, you know everybody, everything, you're everybody's friend. Who are you? How can I catch you? By hearing and chanting, I can always catch you. Oh, okay, you know, like that. So she can't. She knows about these pastimes in Brajabhumi, but she just. She can't relate to them, you know. How is this possible? Right? Chasing Krishna around with a stick. He's a Paramatma. You know? Are they in Maya? Like that, you know? Yeah. So Narada Muni is in the same level. He can understand these pastimes and stuff intellectually, but he can't enter into them. Of course, everybody's very subtle. There are different subtle aspects to everything. But generally speaking, that's the position he's taking as an inhabitant of Vaikuntha. And he also goes to Dwarka, right? And sees all the palaces of Krishna. But I don't know if he's going to stay in Dwarka or not, in Narada Muni. Staying in Dwarka or not. He goes there and sees everything and he's amazed. And actually he sees Krishna as the Paramatma. Same way, kind of like how he's everywhere, his pastimes like that. So it's his level, you know, like that. Yeah, different people on different levels. Yeah. Okay.
I was just, I will comment that when Chaitanya Mahaprabhu was in South India with Venkata Bhatta, they had a long conversation about how Lakshmi couldn't enter into the rasa dance.
No.
And it was in the same vein that she would have had to give up her
opulence
to do that.
And then Venkata Bhatta was becoming bewildered, and Lord Chaitanya said, but it's all the same person, like this and that. You know? So it's okay. You know. Yeah. So you got to be, it's very subtle, you know, because our desires, you know, Krishna's always trying to help us advance, but sometimes we're not ready, so he, you know, very subtle. Is Krishna putting on an illusion here, or is Krishna actually really telling me what he wants? Like that. I guess Hansa Duda said, Prabhupada's giving sannyas to everybody. So he asked the secretary, he's married to Hemavati, who's this heavy, heavy German girl, you know. So he asked Prabhupada's secretary something about, I think I want to take sannyas too, and Prabhupada's secretary said, Prabhupada's always talking about you taking sannyas like that, you know. So he went to Prabhupada and he said, Prabhupada, should I take sannyas? And he said, are you asking me? Well, said, yeah, Prabhupada, I'd like to take sannyas. Yes, you should take it, you know. So I told Mother Hemavati, and she just flipped out, you know, take sannyas, no way. She grabbed him by the ear and marched him to Prabhupada. She said, Shrila Prabhupada, did you tell Hansa Duda to take sannyas? And Prabhupada said, I never told him to take sannyas. And so she's like walking out, and Prabhupada's looking over, Hansa Duda's looking over his shoulder back at Prabhupada, and Prabhupada's going, you know. Because he didn't tell him to take sannyas. You know, like that. So, but he, you know. And so then, you know, because he understood that all this would happen and everything else, and it had to be worked out in such a way that everybody could appreciate it like that. So Narada Muni can also, you know, make advancement and, you know, and do different things like that. But the thing is that somebody, even though they know these things, it's not their rasa, their bhava. Hanuman's, actually, if you take the parikrama around Vrindavan, the 2-hour parikrama, whatever it is, I thought it was like something like 38 Hanuman temples like that, count them like that. Yeah, there's more temples of Hanuman than there is of, you know, like that. But what's his position? The monkeys who were in the Ayodhya, in the battle there and died, it describes at least some of them, and many of them took birth in Vrindavan after that. And then they were allowed to come to Krishna and get their yogurt and stuff, get their reward, and live in Vrindavan like that. You know, so some of them were advancing from Ram Lila to Krishna Lila like that. Yeah. Okay, so Prabhupada ki. Hare Krishna Mahamantra ki. Back home, back to Godhead. Thank you all. Mishakramami ki. Iskansagramali ki.